Good morning, this is Joseph Tame here in Himonya Park, right next to a bunch of ducks and geese, as you can hear. And this particular goose has been talking to us for the past 2.5 years. We can hear it in our house pretty loudly, and I just thought I'd come to say goodbye as today we move out of Gakuge Daigaku and into a new place a little closer to the centre of Tokyo. And Himonya Park has really figured so strongly in our lives in this area, as our house backs onto the park and we've got the lake there and the pond and the fountain and the people and the boats and a couple of pigeons. The local pigeons would come and eat on my homemade bird feeder. Sparrows, of course, we're not going to see them anymore. And not going to see our neighbours much either, which is sad. But anyway, so it's 2 weeks since the earthquake and tsunami hit, and 2 weeks and a day. And the past week, I was shocked yesterday when I realised it was 2 weeks, because I remember the first week after the earthquake seemed to go by really slow, just so much terrible news all the time, it seemed to drag on forever. However, this second week has been incredibly fast, and I'm wondering if that's because partly because relief efforts have been stepped up. There's a lot going on, incredibly busy trying to figure out how best to help. And I must say, I've been really amazed by the variety of help that's now being given to those in the north, and of course still in a dreadful situation in Tohoku with freezing temperatures, with difficulty obtaining supplies of fuel and food and water and medical care. Things are slowly easing, but yeah, I've been amazed by the number of companies, individuals, doing all sorts of things, whether it's simply giving donations or holding a fundraising event, all sorts of companies donating whatever they can. For example, I think Rosetta Stone was donating free Japanese lessons to aid agencies. You've got companies donating huge quantities of food. You've got the US military taking water up to the reactor. It's just a staggering range. And yeah, I'm glad that the nuclear issue is still hanging over us, and perhaps it's still in a way just as bad as it was before, in that they haven't got the plant under control. The only reason it feels like it's not as bad as it was is because the media are tired of the story. And that's been pretty shocking, actually, seeing how quickly the media tire of a story. Because the thing is, until now, I've never been in a situation where I've been on the other end of the story, where I've been in the place where the terrible things are happening, and seeing the reality compared to what's going out in the media. And I must say, I've been pretty shocked by how Libya comes along and then that's it. I mean, of course, I knew that this kind of thing happens, but the extent to which it happens, you know, we still have a nuclear emergency going on, and yet no one really cares. And we have, worse than that, thousands of people dead or without homes, and no one really cares. But anyway, I have to finish now. See you soon. Bye-bye.